Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. For many young believers who maybe have grown up in the church and maybe haven't been rescued from a prodigal lifestyle, it's hard for them to fully comprehend actually what they've been given when they've been given God. But we're all prodigals who've been rescued from a prodigal lifestyle. So what do you say to someone? I've had plenty of young people who raised in the church say, I just don't really feel that bad. I don't really know the need. I don't understand how deeply this impacts me like it does you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I think that comes from a fundamental sense of being in denial about what our own sin is. And, you know, I don't know that humility is really a trait that is much admired these days anymore. I think, you know, we want to be prideful about things that we've done. We don't want to admit that we've done something wrong. It's just like, you know, you don't want to show that side of you. When you read scripture and you read about God's chosen people and the way they continually turn their backs on him, the way they continually sinned against him, the opportunities that he gave them, that he gives us over and over again, and the way that we continue that pattern in our own lives. You know, I think about the story of Isaiah, and for the longest time I had this image of him being in a temple and just, you know, being there with the presence of God and shaking out of fear. And I thought, maybe that's what it's supposed, you know, is that what, are we just supposed to tremble in fear all the time? And really what I was overcome by was he was trembling in his own unworthiness before God. God wasn't expressing anger, you know, in that moment. He wasn't forcing Isaiah to feel afraid. What Isaiah felt was completely aware of how little he deserved to be in the presence of God, how undone he was by the fact that God would love him that way. And to me, that's the truest act of worship that we can have, is that moment where we say, I'm undone by your love. It's not fear that drove him to his knees. It was a genuine awareness of how much he did not deserve God to be present with him. And I want that. I want my life to look like that.
Indeed. You know, you think about as he draws near, and he draws near to the humble heart. You know, he considers it a high and lofty place to dwell in the humble heart. That's what scripture says. And you think of the angels, they're covering their eyes, saying, holy is the Lord. I mean, if we were to get even a little glimpse, we would do, you know, what we see in scripture. We would go face down because we I don't know how we could stand. And every knee will bow. There's going to be a time. It's an involuntary response. Some will be raising their hands. Others are going to be just horrified, going, I missed him. But we're so inoculated now. But I don't think we have to be. I think as we understand his love, and we don't strive in our strength, but we understand his love, things will change. And you think more energy at least should be put into know this love, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.